Yosef had two chalomes. The first chalom of Yosef, v'hinei anachnu me'almim alumim alumos b'tei chasode, v'hinei komo alumosi v'gam nitzovo, v'teshtachaveno alumoseichem la'alumosi. And the pasuk finishes that Yosef put over this chalom to his brothers, ויוסיפו סנוי אויסוי על חלומויסוב ועל דבור. בין הפוסק אז ממשיך יוסף אז הנוזר חלויים, ומהשמש מאחד עשר כחובים, ויורח מאחד עשר כחובים משתחבים לי, ויספר לאוכיב, ויקנו בו איכוב, ואוביב שומר אסדובו. So the Bessalevi is oimed, why in the first חלויים it says, they hated him for the first dream, but it doesn't say that they were jealous of him in the first dream. And in the second dream it says vayekanu b'yechov, the echov was jealous, that they were jealous of Yosef and such a special dream. What is the difference that in the first chaloyim is only vayosifu snoy oisoy, and in the second dream is vayekanu b'yechov? So the Bessalevi says, Ma'ezes Mevur and the Meforshim, there was two kind of dreams. The Daskenim and Balei HaTesfes has a kasha. The Daskenim asks, the Pasuk says by Yosef, V'alishon eis ha-chaloyim, ki memayro elokim la'asoysoy. When a chaloyim comes twice, we know that ki memayro elokim la'asoysoy. And this chaloyim here, the chaloyim came twice, and it took 22 years till the brothers came down. Like the Daskenim from Balei HaTesfes, where is Kimemayro Elohim La'asoysoy? The Daskenim answers that if it's not in the same night, so we don't have the klal Kimemayro Elohim La'asoysoy. But the Mefoshim say pshat, there was two different chaloimes. The first chaloim, the lumos were mishtach b'le Yosef. They were not mishtach b'le Yosef. The Rashbam frek takashe. The first chalom says, "V'hinei anachnu me'almim alumim b'tei chasode, v'hinei komo alumosi v'gam nitzovo, v'tishtachaveno alumoseichem la'alumosi." The alumis mishtach b'tei Yosef's alumo. Why in the second chalom is Hashemesh v'yoreach v'achal esri kichovim mishtach b'imli? Why did not mishtach b'tei the star? So the Rashbam says, because in the first dream, Yosef made the alumis. So v'melech, the mishtach b'tei Yosef's alumo, so you know the mishtach b'tei Yosef's alumo. But if there were kichovim or mishtach b'to a star, you would not know who is Yosef's star. Only if you picked the star before. But the Mefoshim say pshat like this. In the first chaloyim, the achim never knew that they're mishtach b'le Yosef. They were not mishtach b'le Yosef. Fakel, they never knew that it's Yosef. They thought that it's paroi. They were mishtach b'le the person that was giving them the money. The person that was giving the food. This is the reason the Rabban explains why Yosef was not megala to the Achim that he's Yosef, because he knew that has to be a matziv if 11 alumos mishtachbim to alumosi without knowing that it's Yosef. If he will tell him that it's Yosef, he will never make karim the chaloyim. The second chaloyim already, they knew it's Yosef when Yaakov came down. It's mishtachbim li. So in the portion was taken two different kinds of mishtachavoyas. The first mishtachavoyas was to the alumos of Yosef, and the second mishtachavoyas was to Yosef himself. Zog de Bessalevi, Shifteko, were never jealous of Yosef that he was a melech of Mitzrayim. Chas v'sholem to be jealous of someone that claims that one day he will be the one that gives out the money. Chas v'sholem. Vayisnu Yosef, that he decided he is the one that gives out mechateisa. But to be jealous? But the second chaloyim was mishtach v'imli. I will be a bigger mile. The father will think that it's a right to mishtach v'li Yosef. I'm Yosef li. Vayekanu boyecho. I heard a Givaldi Gemaise was in Geman. I was living in Yeshiva. I was living in Bnei Brak. Tzu de Tzu. It's very shvad in the learning. He went out a little bit to Olam HaMischer. Tzu, he had a lot of siyata d'shmaya. 1 million, 2 million. Bigger house, bigger house. He decided, you know, that he wants to buy a better car. He said, you know, for my business, I have to buy a better car. Then Baruch Hashem was matzliach. He decided to go a better car. His wife told him, you know, you can't, all of your friends, you divide like koilel, you know, they only have money for chalas and bread and milk. You know, go with this fancy car, everyone will be jealous, it's very dangerous. Because they decided they're going to ask Rav Shema. Because he claimed that for his position in the business, if he comes with a shmata car, people will not believe him that he owns the plaza and he owns all these places, yeah? So he has to look. Karol, you know, he gives a lot of tzedokah. His mamish was a big time of tzedokah, a big time of tzedokah, mamish. So maybe he needs it. And his wife said she's scared people will be jealous. So they came to Rav Shteyman. So Rav Shteyman listened to him, listened to her, listened to him, listened to her. Rav Shteyman asked him, tell me, you know Shas? You learn Shas? You know Masechta? Baal Peh? No. You finish once a Masechta Baal Peh? You finish once a Masechta? No. Said, you can buy the fanciest car, no one will be jealous of you. You don't have to be worried. There's nothing to be jealous of you. What to be jealous of you? That you have a car? It's not garnish. There's nothing to be jealous. That's the Bisalei. I want a little bit to be masbir. Chazal tell us that Chanukah, Nevur in the Sforim, that Be'etzim Klal Yisrael had Sholesh Regolim. The Sholesh Yontefs of Klal Yisrael were called Sholesh Regolim. What is Sholesh Regolim? Regolim is like feet. It was 3 feet that Klal Yisrael were relying on the 3 feet of Klal Yisrael. This was the Sholesh Regolim. The Golis started to become more Golis. Chazal were metakin Purim. Sfasemes explains, the Golis became more stark. Chazal were metakin Chanukah. The Sholesh Reglaim was not enough. So Chazal were metakin Chanukah. Vezel, this was the Yontef Achroin. Chanukah is the Yontef Achroin. With this Yontef, Klal Yisrael have to have a koyach to be mamshich and mamshich bis Mashiach Tzidkeinu. How Klal Yisrael will have a koyach to mamshich with Chanukah bis Mashiach Tzidkeinu? So the Mefoshim explain like this. The Yesod of Yovon, Chazal say, V'hinei choyshech zu malchus Yovon. Malchus Yovan is called Choshech. What they wanted to do, Lashkichom Teirosecho, Ulaavirom Malchuki Retzoynecho. What is Choshech? Choshech is dark. It's dark. People are scared in the dark. They're worried in the dark. They don't know what will happen. This is dark. What they wanted to do with this dark, Lashkichom Teirosecho, Ulaavirom Michuki Retzoynecho. It's Teire Shebalpe. Teire that you remember by heart is Teire Shebalpe. That you keep the mashkiach. Teirah shebeksav, you can't be mashkiach. Choshech is the same letters of shichicho. Shochach v'choshech is the same letters. This is what Yovan wanted to be machshich, to make Klal Yisrael to forget Teirah shebealpe. The Mefoshim explained, this is the reason Rebbe didn't write Chanukah in the Mishnayos. It's all different pshotim. The Mefoshim explained why Rebbe didn't bring down Chanukah in the Mishnayos. Because be'etzim Teirah shebealpe, you have to remember by heart. Novos. The Yevonim a little bit were matzliach. Islas is Lashem, the Golis came, and as a tzadchas v'sholim Christ will forget Teire. So b'meila they have to write down the Teire. But to write Chanukah, nothing even the milchoma came to the Yevonim. Rebbe cannot write a masechta Chanukah. The Chanukah is to remember the Teire. What is the pshat? Vaistois has to be a Teire shebe'al peh. Why has to be a Teire shebe'al peh? Why everything cannot be Teire shebe'ksav? So the Mefoshim explained, because the Torah that changes the person is a Torah Shebe'al Peh. This is the Torah that changes the person. The Amorah Shel Torah, Yegiyosah Shel Torah, memorizing the Torah, this is the Torah that changes the person. This is the Koyach. Hashem specially, after Chet HaEgel, gave us Torah Shebe'al Peh, that this is the Mahus, the Torah Shebe'al Peh, this what changes a person. If all of the Torah Shebe'al Peh Lemoshe is written in our days, so what changes the person? The Yegiyosa Shel Torah, the Amola in the Rashbo, the Yegiya in the Rashbo, the Matzah of the Rashbo, this is what changes the person. This is what gives the person the courage to be a different person. They have only wanted, Lashkichon Torosecho, Ulaavirom Michuki Retzoynecho. Zogen in Beforshim, why does it say Le'avir u'michuik eretzinecho v'ashkichum teirosecho? Chazal say, Alevai, oisi, ozovu, v'teirosi, shomoru. Kivyochel Hashem says, don't keep the mitzvahs, don't learn the haloche, over learn teire v'amolo. Alevai, oisi, ozovu, v'teirosi, shomoru. Shemo'oir shemo machziru l'muvah. The mo'oir fun amolo shel teiro, fun yegiyosa shel teiro, the yegiyosa shel teiro, mo'oir shemo machziru l'muvah. The Yevonim said, fakel. Lashkichom teirosecho, be no yeshivas, be no learning be'amolo, just stand there, just keep the halachas, and then nothing will be left of that. The mele, they wanted lashkichom teirosecho, la'aviro michuk eretzimecho. The Yevonim is choyshech. And I want to do it with maybe us together, one chavure, like one family. I want maybe a little bit to be masbir, the imek advorim. This is be'etzim the yesoy, maybe I'll give a little akdoma, I'll be masbir. You know, we light Hanukkah candles. Why? Every mitzvah we do inside the house. We don't try to show out. Chanukah is the only mitzvah we want to show the ganze Welt. Pirsum and Nisa. One does in the window, one does outside, one does the people that don't do outside. Chazal said that, Mr. Yosef says that he did in shul because they can't be mekayim to Pirsum and Nisa, so the metaka to do it in shul, but everyone will see it. Aber is the inyan lefarsa nesanes. I say, what? As a inner lefarsa mesanes. Pirsum and nisa. This is the matore. Pirsum and nisa. Lefarsa mesanes. They say over one of the mashgichim, he said, Amor, was a bocher that said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod. And he did Echod, you know, Shemaim Ve'oret, all different sides. Echod, 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 Echod. The mashgich told him, you did givaldi. You mamlich Hashem, Shemaim Ve'oret, all over. One place you forgot to be mamlich the Ribbon Shalom on yourself. You did a long time, Shamayim Ba'oretz. But on yourself, you forgot to be mamlich. The avodah of Chanukah is lefarsa nesanes. I'll be masbir in a second, what is lefarsa nesanes? And people, like outside, like inside, two places, three places, yeah? But sometimes they forget to take the message of Chanukah, that this is Ba'etzim what a person has to take and pack to himself and pass the whole goals, Biz Mashiach Tzidkeinu. Person has to know, it's Choshech, this is Yavam. The only way to fight Choshech, is no way to fight Choshech. There's no way to fight Choshech. The only way to fight Choshech is light. If a room is full with dark, you could push the dark away with bags, take bags full of dark, take them out, take sticks, hit the dark will never disappear. The only way the dark disappears is, if you make a light, it's always dark. The oir, me'oir shebo machziro lemutov. This is the only way that is connected to Milchemes HaYavonim. What the Yavonim did? They did three zachen. First they made Choshech. Choshech, this is Be'etzem, the Milchemes HaYetzer, Biz Mashiach Tzidkeinu. What is the pshat? There's my Rav Shach a couple times. Every person has his private Choshech. One person his private Choshech is that he thinks that he's not Matzliach. One thing that his Choshech is, he doesn't have parnose. One thing has mishpoche. One thing has tzores. This is choshech. Choshech is that when it's dark, you don't see. Dark is garnish, but you don't see. When a person is down and he feels that he can learn. The Yevonim knew is one secret. One way to stop people to learn Teire. To make choshech. If you make choshech, a person cannot sit and learn Teire. A person can learn Teire when he has oil. Ma'or shabo. When he has choshech, he cannot sit and learn. So how do you get the ma'or? What is the avodah of Chanukah? To get the ma'or to fight the choshech. We have three more days that we could do it. To take the ma'or, to take the ma'or, to pack it, and with this to pass the whole choshech of the whole year. How we fight the choshech? We have three ways. The first way is we light the menorah. What the menorah shows? Pach HaShemen. You find oil for one day, it could light for 8 days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited in what he could do. Everything is Me'ito Yisborach. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, an oil from one day could light for 8 days. So why are we worried? Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Say over the famous Maise, was two Choshev brothers, Rebbe Elimelech and Reb Zusha, and they were going around once, and they got to a Pesach Inn. They were going in the Golas around, and they slept near the oven there. So, Rabbi Elimelech slept inside, and Rabbi Zusha slept outside. In the middle of the night, the goyim came, and they had a party, and they were singing and dancing. Fashikir tach. And up, they saw two yidden. So they slept, the first yid was Rabbi Zusha, and they made him to dance, you know. Fashlocked him, and they made him to dance, and to dance. Up the given shikoyrim. So slowly, slowly, he manages to slip out, and to go back to his bed there, near the oven, on the floor. After a couple of minutes, the shikoyrim say, oh, who is the yid? They went, they slept Rabbi Zusha again, and again they made him to dance. And again, slowly, slowly, shikoyrim, shikoyrim, he managed to run into the corner and went back to his place. And again, oh, Abu is the yid. They chapped him again, and again, they were shlugging him and dancing with him. Kids are, but you know, slowly, slowly, he managed to run out of them. He came, so his brother told him, Rabbi Melech, listen, Rabbi Zusha, you already chapped three times. You know, let us the switch now. You sleep inside, I will sleep outside. Next time, they'll take me. I also want to shtickle, you know, alam al you. The goyim came, they picked up Rabbi Elimelech, and then one of them says, Rabbi Isa, you know, this Jewish person already, we chapped him three times. Leave him, no, take another one from inside. So they took the one from inside, they started to dance. So Rabbi Zusha gizok, my Rabbi Isa, if the Ribbono shel Olam wants, as Zusha will get clapped, Zusha will get clapped outside. And if you want Zusha to get clapped, so Zusha will get clapped inside. And if Rabbi Elimelech doesn't need to get clapped, so if he sleeps outside, he doesn't get clapped. And if he sleeps inside, he doesn't get clapped. This is the emunah in Boira Olam. A person is lighting the menorah. And he goes back. And he doesn't pack the oil. This is the matorah of Chanukah. Pirsum medise. Everyone will know. Asidor Ribbono Shel Olam. But why is so special Chanukah? Hashem not only shows miracle, giving out vegetables, helping out. In Ruchnias. Hashem showed us, I'm helping in Ruchnias, not in Gashmias. Chanukah was a Nes Ruchni. Nes Ruchni. Some people have a little bit Kishroines, like one little Pach HaShemen. It could lie for 8 days. As one of the Gdoyle Yisroel today, I don't want to say his name, as Kvoidoy, but I know the idea, when he was a Bacher, he lived by Kame, Shol Shenogach HaSaporo, to understand that he had to use his head. Like this, he would speak to himself, so he would get the picture. Everyone stands in line to speak to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes Pach HaShemen. If it's a Mesirus Nefesh, if a person puts it inside himself, he has a light. When there's a light, there's no Choshech. There's no Choshech. You cannot learn Torah if you have a Choshech. Why? Then you doig in Parnose, you doig in Dost, and you doig in that. You can't be Matzliach. You can't be matzliach in Ruchnias. There's no way to be matzliach in Ruchnias. I heard a ma'ase, it's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that was one of the Amiroim said, he was darshin, one of the Tanoim was going around and he said, Eirich Yomim b'imbino b'smoilo oishel v'kovet. People that want oishel v'kovet can come to my yeshiva. So it was a Talmud that came, he said, Rebbe, oishel v'kovet? He said, yeah, oishel v'kovet. The guy didn't have a penny. Kids, he sat to learn a half an hour, Imam didn't have what to eat, he came to his Rebbe, Rebbe, I learned for half a year, no Isha Bekovet. He learned for another couple of months, Rebbe, where's the Isha Bekovet? Noch a poem. Kids, he learned for another month, he says, Rebbe, don't worry. Someone came to the yeshiva, to the Srov, to the yeshiva, to one of the Tanoim, and he told him, listen, I have a lot of money, but I can learn. I want, you know, to be Zeichen and someone. He took out 12 cups of gold, Mechuse Paz. Paz is much more from diamonds. It's mamish, double yoke, mamish, big cups of gold, covered with Paz. Mamish, hoin hoin ha. He said, take it to someone, give him, I want to be a shooter in his learning. So the Rebbe called over this Talmud, said, you want Oisha Bekovet? I said, yeah, no. He opened the box, he said, here, you have Oisha Bekovet. You have Oisha Bekovet? So he took it, the Givaldik. After a month, he met the Talmud crying. So the Rebbe asked him, why are you crying? He said, why I'm crying? I sold Olam Haba for Apol Piastels. I'm a Meshuga. I want Olam Haba. I don't want Olam Haba. Rebbe, take it back. Get back and forth, back and forth. He was asking to take it back. Zog di gmo, Rebbe, oi soy Talmid nikro Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Ve oi soy Talmid zog di Yerushalmi u Reb Shimon ben Pazi. Shalom u Godol mishalohem. A person, so during the year we don't have time, we have to sit and learn and learn. Oh, but this is the Avodah in Chanukah. Chazal knew we need this Chizuk. The Choshech of Yavon, this is the Gzeirah of Choshech of Yavon, that people have this Chalishus. This is the first thing. The second thing, the Yevonim came. Well, how they did Choshech? One, they did Tzoris. Not to learn, they closed the yeshivas. The second thing, Chochmas Yovon. Chochmas Yovon, in that days, was all the sports, all the maths, all of these Achim, this is Chochmas Yovon. This makes Choshech. Hands and eye well, people think that this is intelligent. It makes light. This is Choshech. Al shodu mispalu shi kanzu divrateira letechpiv, ispalu sha'ali kanzu ma'adonis letechpiv. If a person is not malchik atzmi from all of these achim, there's no way. Samol was the greatest Yitzhahor, he had to go to Bodhi Kerkesoyas. You know, Baruch Hashem, we managed to stop it. But Yitzhahor doesn't give. So he sent everyone to his house, a little box, that he could have the ganze chochmas yovon. Some people have big box of the bizoyan, so they send it into his pocket. I don't know if Chazal would say Pogam or Menuva Zem Shcheiro Bisam Medrash. I don't know if it applies in our days, yeah? I get the right to the Bismedrash Sheikh. But that's the Metzias. This is Chochmas Yovon. Chazal say Chochmas Yovon was not bad. Was all of these shtusim that make a Choshech. If a person puts on the light, the Choshech disappears. I want to tell you, there's one difference. Light of Choshech to all different Zachen. Light and Choshech, when you put on the light, the choshech doesn't hide under the table. It's not there. When a person has me'oir shebo, it's no choshech, it's no nisyoinis. It's easy to learn. You don't feel the nisyoinis. It's not that even that it's hard, you learn. Amol, it takes time. Ad sh'tesheleh v'soyla me'aleo. And the third zach was the mesirus nefesh. The Yevonim only had the nes, rabim b'yad me'atim, t'meim b'yad o'irim, zeinim b'yad oiski seirosecho. Someone said the Givaldik Ezach. They were be'oiskis in a secho. Was the first of war, but they carried on learning. Not shehoyu oiskis in a secho found Xeris 10 years ago. They were oiskis in a secho. Then the choshech disappears. A person has to take the zman of adlokas neiras, until there's 3 days left, to be deciding, echot emune pshuto, he sits in the neiras, he looks on the neiras, I believe emuna shleima in boire oilom shelo yulenu velo yizikenu echo ma divroim zulosi a boire izborach echo mishken moiro. And he thinks about it. No, the whole world has to know it. 8 days, I want everyone to know. And he himself already is fighting in his house at the same time. Angry, upset, sad. The whole world will know that the Ribbono Shel runs the world. I want everyone to know that the Ribbono Shel runs the world. No one will forget him that the Ribbono Shel runs the world. Chutz for himself. Chutz for himself. It's fakal for the ganze mitzvah. The ganze mitzvah is to live the semune in Boira Oilo. And then to decide is mekabel himself all teire. And I could shboruch who gives siyata d'shmaya. But I heard a double niflo b'yoyso. In Nes Chanukah, Hashem made a interesting zach. That the Nes was done al yedei isha, Yehudis. Why? Of the mitzvah from Lom Beteire. But the Shaykh is in the Noshim. Purim, I hear Esther had to help at the Gufim. Mitzrayim, Sus Noshim Tzadkomiyas. Why in Chanukah a lady had to save, but she had to save a Mesirus Nefesh? The answer is the Tafkid of this Mesirus Nefesh only is Matzliach if it comes from both sides. If the Isha has the Zelbe Mesirus Nefesh, the Zelbe Rotzen, that her husband will become a Talmid Chochem, and be'emes, she's masking to Mesir Nefesh, then the light is Meir. The oil is Meir. I hear from Moshe Feinstein on his sofa. He said about the motzu pach echot shemen chosum b'choisem koyim godl. If you have a shemen toir zayit zach chosum b'choisem koyim godl, then it lights. Some people are mamish moiso nefesh to learning. Every 5 minutes, the mamish moiso nefesh, but every 5 minutes they answer the phone, they just take care of something. You know, if no one speaks to them, so they speak to someone. But you never saw them learning 5 hours straight. Never. They don't have one pach hashemen. It will never make a nes. You have to have pach hashemen at all. You cannot learn how much hours you could learn. If someone tell me 10 minutes, okay. You could learn 3 hours. You learn once 3 hours without a hefsek. You have a Chanukah. Couple of hours without a hefsek. Shut all of your Yevonim. Go to Mismelish. Learn a couple of hours straight. Don't think, oi. You know, they asked the Bisrael Salanter once, a person that only had 20 minutes. What to do in the 20 minutes? To learn Gemara, Aloche, or Musa. So the soul said, learn Musa. If you learn 20 minutes Musa, you'll find 5 hours to learn Taylor. A person who thinks, oh, I'm Moser Nefesh, I will learn 3 hours Bechitzifis, what will happen? The light, the Choshech will disappear. Will not be hard for him after to learn hours. But the problem is, the Yitzhahara doesn't let the beginning. You have to start. You have to start with a fire. And Be'ezus Hashem, together we'll be Zeichetake to pack a rain and Zog Nochamol. If Chazal said that in our days you need Chanukah to pass the Choshech, you need it. And a person passes the Chanukah, he digresses the Choshech in the veld, and he wonders after it what he could do. It's dark. You have to know, when a person is in a room that it's dark, he can't even walk. And what happens if he walks? He falls. And if he falls, he cuts himself and he has to go to the hospital. If it's light, he walks in. But if I would try to walk now, shut this room, make it dark, I'll fall on the table, then I'll fall on Mati, b'chule, yeah? But if Lu Yitzuya, I will make a light, I just go over the table, in between the chairs, and nothing happened. The Nisyonis are so much, only when it's dark. When it's light, it's hard to get out of this room. But when it's dark, it's come out impossible. Some guys say it's impossible for them to learn. No panose, no kishroines, no atzloche, no simche. You're right, it's dark. And then you fall and you bump yourself. Oh, but if you decide together, and mid the yisho, tizamen, moister nefesh le toiro, and start to learn by a molo shul toiro, pitom is a light. And when it's a light, you go through in 1 second. Kodesh Baruch Hu will give us yad adishmaye, that the oil from Chanukah will shine, and everyone will become Gdoyle Yisrael, Talmidei Chachomim, Meirim Mesoroilom, Betoiro, Vebonim Talmidei Chachomim, Besiyat Adishmaye. Amen.
Somebody who came with me. I told you, 2 minutes.